From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Witnesses are reporting gunshots ringing out in the streets of the Libyan capital, where militiamen loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi are tightening their control. It's part of a crackdown on anti-government demonstrators who've been calling on Gaddafi to resign. But in other parts of the country, the opposition says it is in control and expanding. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports on what's been emerging in eastern Libya.
All through the streets, you see men in uniform, either police or army, but they have basically gone over to the other side, and they are keeping the peace. They're working with pro-democracy forces. They no longer are loyal to Gaddafi.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. The Obama administration is considering a range of options to try to stop the bloodshed in Libya. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, so far the U.S. and U.N. have condemned the violence but stopped short of taking actions to prevent it.
The Obama administration is considering moving beyond words to freeze the assets of Muammar Gaddafi and his associates or take other steps to pressure the Libyan leader to end his crackdown on protesters. Officials will only say they're considering various options, and as State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley explained, to be effective, the U.S. has to work with others.
We are and will continue to reach out as the situation evolves. We're very mindful of the increasingly urgent situation in Libya.
Asked whether the U.S. would push for a no-fly zone to prevent Libyan aircraft from attacking civilians, Crowley said, quote, "That's a difficult thing to actually perform." Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson is getting involved in the multi-state battle over collective bargaining. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports today Jackson is in Ohio siding with union workers who are trying to block a Republican plan to wipe out collective bargaining for state workers and cut it back for local government employees.
One day after thousands of workers flood the state capitol building to protest, Jackson is rallying 300 workers at a Columbus Teamsters Union Hall. Some of the workers don't even work for government, but they're worried if wages and benefits for government employees are pushed down, it will have a ripple effect on private workers. Jackson tells the crowd workers should not be scapegoated for a recession caused by corporate greed.
We want the equal rights. We want collective bargaining. We want a place at the table. This land is our land.
The protests, though, don't seem to be deterring Republicans who control the Ohio legislature. They're moving ahead with hearings on the bill. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
Oil prices have crossed the $100 a barrel mark amid unrest in Libya and parts of the Middle East, and the Dow's down more than 80 points. This is NPR. Reports from Ivory Coast say at least 10 soldiers loyal to the disputed president have been killed in renewed violence in the commercial capital. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports they came under attack in a stronghold of his presidential rival amid rising tension, despite the latest high-level mediation efforts.
Gunfire and explosions rang out all day yesterday as Laurent Gbagbo's loyalist troops were caught up in deadly running battles in Abobo. This volatile neighborhood of Abidjan is home to supporters of Alassane Ouattara, who are calling on Gbagbo to step down. Ouattara is widely recognized as having won last year's disputed presidential election in Ivory Coast. While Gbagbo's military was clashing with pro-Ouattara protesters, African mediators held talks with Ouattara. The African Union hopes the presidential envoys will find a binding, peaceful settlement to end Ivory Coast's violent post-election power struggle. The delegation met Gbagbo Monday. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Pirates in Somalia reportedly are dispatching more weapons and men to 30 hijacked vessels in the region. And according to the Associated Press, the pirates are threatening to kill more hostages. Yesterday, the U.S. military said four Americans were killed by their captors. 15 Somalis are being detained on the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise, and they may be tried in the United States. Mexico says a suspect's been arrested in last week's murder of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent. It did not offer any more details. Jaime Zapata and fellow ICE agent Victor Avila were attacked February 15th when gunmen forced the agent's vehicle off a federal highway. Avila survived. This is NPR.